Quickly, I'm going to be presenting on five simple hospital practices that improve breastfeeding duration. Colorado started PRIAMS in 1997. In 2002, our breastfeeding specialists asked us to add these questions on hospital breastfeeding practices. So we added them, and they include, questions about hospital staff gave me information on breastfeeding. I fed my baby in the first hour after delivery. Hospital gave me a gift pack, and so on. So after we collected 2 years of data on these hospital practices, we did an analysis to look at the associations with breastfeeding initiation and duration. Our survival analysis showed that there were five hospital breastfeeding practices that improved breastfeeding duration. And these include breastfeeding in the first hour, rooming in, feeding only breast milk in the hospital, no pacifier, telephone support after discharge. So after we received our 2012 and 2013 PRIAMS data sets last summer, we decided to recreate this analysis. We did a univariate analysis to look at the hospital breastfeeding practices over time from 2002 to 2013. We also created a Kaplan-Meier survival analysis using 2012 and 2013 data to look at the hospital practices and breastfeeding duration. Our sample size was around 3,000. And we use SAS-callable Sudan. So here are the five, what we called can-do five breastfeeding practices. You can see that the top four practices all significantly increased between 2002 and 2013. The bottom one, baby did not get a pacifier in the hospital. We did not see any type of change over time. Here is the prevalence of the five breastfeeding practices that we looked at in our analysis. For the 2012 and 2013 analysis, we only looked at mothers who had healthy breastfed infants. So you can see that most of the breastfeeding practices had pretty high prevalence estimates, except for the pacifier one, and about 30% of mothers received all five of these practices in 2012 and 2013. So this is showing us the breastfeeding initiation and duration rates. So the blue line is the 2003, and then green is 2013. We had an increase in breastfeeding initiation among all mothers from 85% to 95%. And then you can see that over time, we had about half of mothers breastfeeding at 4 months in 2013. This is just a stratification by Medicaid for prenatal care. The green is mothers not on Medicaid, and the blue is mothers with Medicaid. Again, you can see improvements over the years for both groups. About 60% of mothers were breastfeeding at 4 months who were not on Medicaid, as compared to about 40% of mothers on Medicaid at 4 months. So this is where we have our analysis that restricts it to healthy breastfed infants only. So everybody starts at 100% for breastfeeding initiation. And this is a hospital practice which is breastfed in the first hour, and we see significant differences over time. You can see that we have significant differences, yes, starting at about 6 weeks all the way through to the end. And we have about 60% of mothers that were breastfeeding at 20 plus weeks if they breastfed their baby in the first hour, as compared to about 39% of those who did not breastfeed in the first hour. This is mothers whose infant received breast milk only during the hospital. Again, you can see very, very significant differences. At 1 month, we had 89% of women still breastfeeding if their baby received only breast milk, as compared to 69%. And then at 4 months, 67% were still breastfeeding if the baby had breast milk only, as compared to 40% if the baby did not have only breast milk. Another hospital practice is giving a gift pack with formula. Again, we see some differences here as well. We see that there's about a 5-week increase in breastfeeding duration if the baby did not receive a gift pack with formula, and you can look at that by looking at the 83% who are, can you see that? Well, anyways, there's 83% at 3 weeks if they received a gift pack with formula as compared to the 83% at 8 weeks if they did not receive a gift pack with formula. And then here is the culmination of all 5 breastfeeding practices. So again, we see some significant differences among mothers who experience all 5 hospital practices. You can see that 81% were breastfeeding at 3 months as compared to the 81% of mothers who did not receive all 5 practices that were breastfeeding at 1 month. So that's about a 2-month increase in breastfeeding duration if the mothers received all 5 practices. So in conclusion, we saw increases in both breastfeeding initiation and duration among all mothers and mothers of healthy breastfed infants. We also saw that there are some hospital practices alone that improve breastfeeding duration, and we still see that the Colorado CANDU 5 practices are improving breastfeeding duration as well. We saw a 60% increase in Colorado mothers of healthy breastfed infants who experienced all 5 of these hospital practices over the past 10 years. I know there is a movement towards baby-friendly, and several of our hospitals in Colorado are trying to move in that direction, but some are not. So we still suggest implementing or trying to implement policies to include all 5 hospital practices if it's at all feasible. And we think that will help continue to keep breastfeeding initiation and duration high. Of course, PRIAMS is limited by a maternal self-report of hospital practices. They may be different than what the hospital policies are. We have the potential for recall bias. And that's all. Thank you.